conflict is a fact of life. It just is. And when we're up against it, we tend to have one of two reactions. Either we want to give them as much or more than they're giving us, or we want to run away and hide. But there's a third option. We can choose to be the peacemaker. Now, being a peacemaker is not easy. It's a tough gig, but what a blessing. So let me ask you, when it comes to the conflict in your life, how do you react? Do you fight? Do you run? Or do you make peace? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. Hey, I met a guy a few months back. In fact, I'm really keen to get him on the program. He runs a ministry called Peacewise. His name is Bruce Burgess. Okay, ministries are a dime a dozen, and everyone seems to be coming at the same thing from different angles. But as I sat and had coffee with Bruce during a conference out in a bright sunny balcony, what he had to say really captivated me. What's Peacewise all about, I asked him. Well, he said, conflict's everywhere. Conflict is a fact of life. We all face conflict on a regular basis. And Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. So he reasons, if that's the case, then being someone who makes peace is like being an image bearer of God. People look up and they notice and they see God. So making peace is actually Christian mission. Problem is, most of us don't know how to respond to conflict biblically, because it's not about sweeping things under the carpet, hoping they'll all go away, because they won't. And it's not about tearing the other guy's head off either, because it's not that. If we can teach people how to resolve conflict based on what God says, then that has to be worth so much in this world where conflict happens all the time. Does that make sense to you? Tell you what, it makes sense to me. So today I want to unpack just a few of the things that Bruce shared with me over that cup of coffee as we try to understand what Jesus means by this blessing that he bestows on peacemakers. And I promise to try and get Bruce on the program as soon as I can. When we think about it, most times our response to conflict isn't at all thought out. It's just a gut reaction. It happens in the heat of the moment. There are the escape group of responses. Denial, let's pretend it's not there. Flight, let's run away. And sadly, in some extreme cases, suicide, when people lose all hope of resolving a conflict that they just can't seem any other way out of. At the opposite end of the spectrum are our attack responses. Assault, a full frontal attack to roll over the top of someone and get them to yield. Sometimes that turns into litigation. Lawsuits ruin relationships. They diminish our Christian witness, and often they fail to achieve complete justice. And again, at the extreme end, people may be so desperate to win that they'll try to kill their opponent. None of those, be they an escape response or an attack response, are particularly effective in resolving conflict. The problem is, when we're in conflict, is not the time to try and figure out how to handle conflict. But if we can learn God's wisdom and make it part of who we are, and then head into conflict armed with that wisdom, can you imagine what a powerful and effective Christian witness that is? That's what the ministry of Peacewise is all about. Pretty cool, huh? Just Google them on the web and you'll find them, Peacewise. Now, Bruce had a lot of wisdom to share with me that day, but I guess what really stuck with me were the four godly principles that he'd put into his life and which form the basis of what he teaches people. He said to me, look, we're people reconciled to God by the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we believe that we're called to respond to conflict in a way that's remarkably different from the way the world deals with conflict. And we also believe, now mark this, it's very important, that conflict provides a great opportunity to glorify God, to serve other people, and to grow to be more and more like Jesus. So, out of all of that, grow these four principles. They each start with a G, the four G's. And you know what? Even just spending half an hour with Bruce, I've managed to remember these four G's. And when I find myself in a conflict situation, they're what I fall back on. They're simple, and it's been a huge help. And here are the four G's that he shared with me. The first principle is glorify God. Instead of focusing on our own desires, instead of dwelling on what others may or may not do, let's rejoice in the Lord and bring him praise by depending on his forgiveness, his wisdom, his power, his love, as we just faithfully, as best we can, set out to obey him and maintain a loving, merciful, forgiving attitude in everything, no matter how bad the conflict is, no matter how much people come after us. King David was no stranger to conflict. He spent many years on the run from King Saul, who was trying to kill him. He fought many battles, many wars, and even his son tried to kill him. David wrote these words in Psalm 37. Just listen to these words. Don't fret because of the wicked. Don't be envious of wrongdoers. They'll soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herbs. Just trust in the Lord and do good, so you'll live in the land and enjoy security. Take delight in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. He will make your vindication shine like the light and the justice of your cause like the noonday. It's the first G. Glorify God above all other things. That really sets us on firm ground as we deal with conflict. And the second one is this. Get the log out of your own eye. I guess most of us know this one, but let's just hear it from Jesus again, just in case we're a little bit rusty. Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 3. Why is it that you see the speck in your neighbour's eye, but you don't notice the log in your own? How can you say to your neighbour, look, let me take the speck out of your eye, while there's a log in yours? You hypocrite! First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to take that speck out of your neighbour's eye. How easy is it to blame everyone else, to resist correction, instead of trusting in God's mercy and taking responsibility for our own contribution to conflict, confessing our sin to those whom we've wronged, asking God to help us change any attitudes and habits that we have that are contributing to the conflict, so that we can see things clearly. The first G is upwards to God. Glorify God. The second G is inwards to ourselves. Get the log out of your own eye. It's only when we've done those two things that we can move on to the third G, the third principle, which is to gently restore. Instead of pretending that the conflict doesn't exist or talking about people behind their backs, we overlook minor offences or we talk personally and graciously to those whose offences seem just a bit too serious to overlook, trying to restore them instead of condemning them. When a conflict can't be resolved in private, then just as Jesus taught us, we go and ask others to help settle the matter. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11 puts it like this. Those with good sense are slow to anger, and it is their glory to overlook an offence. And the last of the four G's is to go and be reconciled. So instead of accepting premature compromise or allowing relationships to wither, we actually actively pursue genuine peace and reconciliation, forgiving others as God for Christ's sake has forgiven us, and seeking justice and mutually beneficial solutions to our differences. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23. So when you're offering a gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there at the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift to God. So one of the four G's again, the four principles, the godly principles for conflict resolution. First, glorify God. Second, get the log out of your own eye. Third, gently restore. And finally, go and be reconciled. This is not the easiest path. It takes courage. It takes humility. It takes sacrifice to be a peacemaker. Look at what it cost God to make peace with us. But there's a blessing in that place. And not only that, it's one of the most powerful witnesses of our faith that we can possibly give, because people notice the difference. That's why Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." May you be blessed as you become a peacemaker. Before we go, let me ask you this. Would you like to draw closer to God into a rich, intimate, dynamic relationship with Jesus? Would you like to receive God's abundant blessing and his extravagant grace into your life? Well, that's what our free daily e-devotional, Fresh, is all about. Words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio or watch the daily 3-minute video. It's completely up to you. A short daily devotional to take you closer to God by getting deeper into his word. God's word. Fresh for you. Each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.